Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to the 199th episode of The Diva of Dual. This is Rose filling in for Carrie tonight, and I have Marianne with me.
Hi, everyone.
And we have Jen in the chat room so far, and we want to send a quick shout out to our friends Bob and Amy Hapke. Amy's recovering from surgery this week, and we just wish her the best of all recovery.
Yes, get well. Also, get well soon, Amy.
Yeah, get well soon. Yeah. We're all hoping. We're all rooting for you here. And then also, you had a shout out for another recovery.
For Jan, Jan in the chat room, Jan Shywan, her husband is in the hospital tonight, so he's trying to find out what's wrong. I think he might have, not sure. He's having tests done, so we pray that he gets home soon before Christmas. So
absolutely,
thoughts and prayers to Jan and her husband.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
and then we also want to let you know that we can be found on Twitter. Myself is Rose, at Rose of the Briar. Marianne is at Mama_Hooch. Our friend and lovely co-host that isn't here tonight, Anna, she can be found at Cozy Hooch. And, of course, the Diva of Dual is at Diva of Dual. That's our Carrie. And we miss Carrie and Anna very much tonight. But it's the holiday season, so.
Yeah, it's tough this time of year. But
oh, yeah.
We're plugging away as best we can.
And then, of course, we've got the website, in case you don't know where it's at. I always mess up the address. Do you remember it offhand, Marianne?
Was it www.blogspot.com or Diva?
No,
it's
divaofdual.com.
I think that's all it is.
.com or .net.
I think it's
.com. Anna has it like down. I always mess it up. But we do have a blog.
Yeah, I haven't done that for a while.
And then we also,
Diva Days on Facebook.
Yes, Diva Days on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And, of course, we have, is there anything else we want to pimp real quick?
And she's on Twitter too, Diva of Dole, so, and on iTunes, and that's,
yes,
you can find us everywhere. And listen to our radio show. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We had lucky sightings this week of Patsy Peace. She's also, you can find her on Twitter. And we've had a lovely interview with her in the past. She's just a lovely lady. She reprised the role of Kimberly this week.
Yes,
for all those
who didn't see it.
That was really neat seeing her on our screens again. And it was funny because I saw her tweet go out that she didn't even realize she was going to be on that day. So
no, she didn't. She said she had trouble. She didn't know, I guess with the way that they film and everything, she wasn't sure when she was going to be. She was surprised to see she was on already.
Yeah, well, the spoilers had said she'd be on the 22nd, so that would be Monday.
So, yeah, Monday. Yeah.
So she was on ahead of
spoilers
time.
Spoilers can be wrong, see?
See? Yeah, they sure can.
Yeah.
I'm in agreement with Jen in the chat room, and that is, I wish she would stay in Salem, return permanently. That would be really nice to have Kimberly around for the two girls, especially Eve, who's just a hot mess right now.
Oh, really? And scheming just to keep Paige out of Salem by lying and saying that her grandfather's not sick, and he's really not. And that's
Yeah,
who does that to their daughter?
The doctor. She threatened the doctor with filing a complaint that he was harassing her over sexual harassment if he didn't lie to Paige. And hopefully the spoilers hold true and Eve know next week that her grandfather is just fine, because she didn't seem very happy with Eve. Kimberly did not seem happy. She's like, did you want me to lie to your daughter? You know, so.
Yeah, I was going to say, isn't it, didn't she realize that Kimberly knows that Shane is okay, you know?
Yeah.
Paige is going to find out.
How can this actually play out? I mean, really, does Eve seriously think she's going to get away with this? Because it's just not going to hold weight.
Yeah. I mean, it's like all because you just don't like your daughter's boyfriend, you're going to that extreme.
Because she slept with him.
Yeah, that's the big thing. And she's afraid that's going to come out. But, you know, it's going to come out. Come on. It's going to come out sooner or later.
Unfortunately, the spoilers are leading towards another romp between those two, which
really?
I didn't like the first one.
Oh, I didn't like the first one, and you think he... Yeah. How does that come about the second time is what I want to know.
They're arguing. According to the spoilers, they're going to argue next week, and Paige is going to witness... Paige is going to witness it, so that's how it's going to come out, according to spoilers. But like we just proved, spoilers can be wrong. So, so I just posted the spoilers, the link to spoilers on my Facebook just a few minutes ago. I was reading through them before the show started. So, I'm not looking forward to that if they hold true.
No, I didn't like the first time around. That's right. So
I didn't like it the first time around, and I'm certainly not going to like it the second time around. so that's how I stand on that storyline. As for romps in the sack, Hope and Aiden went at it again this week.
Oh, yeah.
As much as I like Aiden and I love the mystery surrounding whether... You know, what his secret
is.
Is
he a bad guy?
Is he a bad guy or isn't he a bad guy? I do have to say, why is it that they always have to go to a hotel room? Doesn't Aiden have a house?
Yeah. And Hope does, right? You know,
I know. Well, no, Hope's living with
school.
Victor last. I thought Hope was living with Victor last I heard.
She was Victor?
Last I saw of Hope's house, she was living with Victor. So I don't know if she moved out or not. Maybe Jen can answer that one. But whatever.
Didn't Bo and Hope have their own place at one time?
Shouldn't they have some real bedroom somewhere, not just a hotel room?
Really.
So, you know.
Away to the hotel
room. I'm certainly
not
complaining about the storyline, just the hotel room.
Yeah, so I don't know. Is he really the bad guy or not? I don't know. It's interesting.
I don't know. I don't know. I remember way back when there was a casting for his wife, so I don't know. She may still
maybe
be
she's
alive.
Not, maybe she really isn't dead. Right, true. She could. Maybe she is still alive.
I mean, that was a long time ago, but because they filmed so far out, you know, 6 months later, I'm old, I'm senile, I can't tell you what I read 6 months ago, so. But I thought they mentioned somewhere that there was a casting for Meredith, so we shall see.
Okay. And
then we've got let's see, who else do we have this week?
Well, they had the new girl, Serena. That was like
Serena. I actually like her. I said that last week.
I kind of like her. It's like I hate that they, you know, brought in a new character for Eric instead of, like, you know, finishing with Nicole. But we'll see.
Well, yeah.
She might end up with someone else other than Eric. You know, who knows? There's all different.
I don't like that idea. I do like the girl. I do like the actress, and I do like the character. But I also have to say
she's not too bad.
Just like always with Dave. They're really, everything seems to be concentrating around her right now. It's like she's on the screen every day and most of the episode. And I mean, we don't need it thrown at us, but because I like her. I don't need, So.
Yeah. So. No, she's good. I guess they're trying to put Nicole and Daniel back together, I guess.
Oh, I liked that scene. Nicole and Daniel kissed this week. I'm so happy.
I'm so happy. And Brady and Teresa are still like, and Teresa still gets on my last nerve too. I'm not a fan of
Teresa.
Well,
Teresa and Melanie have they had
two
showdowns now at the hospital, and Brady and Melanie are getting closer. So,
yes.
I think Teresa's about to be hurt in more ways than one between Paul and Nerita, and then watching Brady and Melanie. I think Teresa's going to be.
She likes Paul. She doesn't know about Paul. She hasn't figured that out yet, I don't think.
No, Paul did tell her this week that he had an ex that has come back into the picture.
Yeah.
So he was letting her down gently. But Will is investigating this Paul thing, and I just, for some reason, see this coming out somewhere.
Yeah, I think there's a triangle starting between Paul, Will, and Sonny. Because, you know, Paul's Sonny's ex, you know, and I think there's a little, you know, spark there between Will and Paul. So, I don't know, could be a little triangle going eventually.
Yeah, it seems to have something going on there. And did you see how Will had to remove his wedding ring when he went in to do the interview?
Yeah. Yeah, what was that all about? It's like,
I know.
So that's what I mean. Is he's interested in this, Paul, or why did he do that? I don't know. Why is he doing that?
Zoe and them sat him down last week and told him that, you know, what are you going to say if he asks about your love life or your wife? And they didn't want him to let Paul know he was gay because for some reason they are worried about image.
It was a big ordeal.
So he took off his wedding ring before he went in there so that he wouldn't get questioned about his love life.
Oh, okay.
At least that's the way I saw it. I may be wrong.
Yeah.
But I didn't like the idea that Will had to take off his wedding ring. It just kind of sucked.
Yeah.
But I like the story, so.
Yeah. So the reason he came back is because he was fired. And I know him and Sonny have been fighting more or less. He wouldn't have come back unless he wasn't fired. It wasn't because he really
Sonny had a really good point there. He wouldn't have been wouldn't have been talking to Sonny still. He would have still been in Hollywood if he hadn't gotten fired.
Right.
So,
and that's
so Sonny has a big point. But Sonny also has that those secrets behind him that he's not telling Will. So he's kind of being a hypocrite here.
Well, it's a Salem, yeah.
And then what about Lucas and Adrian?
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Did
little
you
bit
see that? Oh, my gosh. I don't know how I'm liking that.
Yeah, is there something, are they trying to do something there? I just saw a little bit of it, so you might have saw
it
more than I did.
It was like a seed is being planted for Adrian and Lucas to comfort each other, and I'm telling you, I don't like that idea.
I thought that, because she was saying about Justin not being around or something. And
yeah.
It's like, I don't know,
And while John is coming home for the holidays, Justin isn't.
Oh.
So this is, I really hope Adrian's not the new love life that Brian DiTallo talked about in that interview, because I don't know how I'm going to like that.
That would shake things up a bit. Yeah.
Yeah, it would shake things up, but I don't know about that one.
Even this Serena girl would look kind of cute with Lucas. She kind of reminds me of that other girl.
Of the one that he was with before.
With
yeah, you're right. But Adrian?
Stick with Justin.
Family.
Of course, Justin,
I don't know.
You know, he's playing Ned on, he's in Port Charles right now, and I'm liking him in Port.
Well, yeah, but he's doing a wonderful job in Port Charles, so I can't,
yeah.
You know, I can't complain.
He can
but,
still do
yeah.
both. Yeah, yeah. I prefer, I like Justin, but I don't know. I like Ned, too, you know. So.
I just can't see Adrian with Lucas, so that really threw me for a loop there. What is another unlikely couple? Oh, did you see the couch scene with with JJ and Rory?
I saw when Rory came over. Yeah.
Rory is hot for Melanie.
Yes. Oh, well, yeah. He dropped all the napkins or something when he saw Melanie.
Yeah, and then he told JJ, you've got a hot mom and a hot sister, and your sister's best friend is off the charts.
Yeah, it's off the charts. Man, you hit the jackpot or something. Yeah,
Rory
likes everybody, every woman that he sees almost. But, yeah.
Rory needs to be on more and have a girl.
Yeah. Yes, I like Rory. You know, just like
I
Pete,
love Rory.
You know? Some of those friends are sometimes better than some of the other ones that are on there more often.
And then the Melanie dropping all those presents. I was looking at Diva's tweets, and she had retweeted something from Molly Burnett. She had tweeted something, retweeted it, where that wasn't actually an accidental, that wasn't an actual fall, like a pretend fall, like maybe she'd really fallen on by accident.
Oh, really? Oh, okay, I didn't see that.
Yeah, but it was done really well. I mean, the whole, I like that, and then Nicole doing the investigation on Serena.
Up to her little tricks, yeah. And Eric caught her on it.
Eric caught her on the little tricks, but you know what? It almost seems like Nicole's getting the bad rap here because of her past. Because Nicole looked at it at the end on Friday. She looked at it as if there's got to be a story here somewhere. And Nicole is an investigator. She is a reporter. So, yeah, I can see
and even
her
Serena
doing
said,
research.
Yeah. Even Serena said to Eric, you know, oh, we all do that when we meet somebody or we want to know about somebody. We just go online and look them up.
Yeah.
But she was defending Nicole in a way, or she, more or less, don't worry about me. I can handle her, she told Eric. So, and she handled Anne, too. Did you see the scenes with
Serena can
Serena
handle herself.
And Anne.
Yeah. She can handle herself. She's got it under control.
Mm-hmm.
So,
oh, yeah, they're not too happy about Melody coming back to work. Anne and
And how is it all these people on the board of directors at the hospital is always able to get everybody's jobs? I mean, Chad got Abby rehired, and now Brady got Melanie hired. What kind of pull do they have there?
Yeah, they all do. Yeah, they all have their friends on the. If you have a friend on the board, you're going to get a job.
But I mean, it seems like everybody is working there now.
Everybody's on the board too.
At the hospital.
You know, how many people are
either
on
the board or working at the hospital?
Yeah.
I didn't see Kate. I don't think this week. That was sad.
This week, now I saw Clyde and Victor. They're scared.
I did see Clyde and Victor.
Clyde and Victor, yeah.
Amazing, because Victor was supposed to be helping Rafe. He's supposed to be helping Rafe figure out more dirt on Clyde. But when Clyde met with Victor, it almost seemed like they were going to form a cahoots there.
Well, yeah, I think that's what Clyde wants to do, or he wants to find out more about Victor, I guess. I don't know. Of course, then he's in with Kate. You know, him and Kate could probably form a thing with, I guess, and then I guess Chad and Kate are still in with Demira. And then Stefano, I don't know what side Chad's on. Is he on Kate's side or is he on Stefano's side? It's kind of like,
I haven't figured it out
yet. No, he's like playing both sides. No, I'm still not sure.
It almost seems like he's only in it for Chad.
Well, yeah, or because he hasn't, yeah. And then I guess it's Chad Jordan now. I don't know. Of course, she's going to be leaving, so I don't know.
Yeah, we did see Kate, as they mentioned in the chat room here, Kristen and Jen. We did see Kate just long enough to harass Jordan again, which...
Oh, yeah, there was...
It was a few minutes. It was
yeah.
Not enough, Kate. That's for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think there was any Kate and Clyde this week. I don't think.
No, and that was a bummer,
that was last
too.
I don't know.
There's all kinds of stuff that Kate could be doing. She doesn't need to just spend 3 minutes harassing Jordan. Let's see. I think this is Kenneth. Let me pull him on. Hello? Jamie! Sorry.
Hey,
Jamie.
Hi.
How are
you?
You
were talking about... Hi, I'm good. So you're talking about people working at the hospital again?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it seems everybody's working there.
Yeah, I think that's because they can't afford sets. That's why everybody works there, because they can't afford office sets for everybody.
So they have to do everything in the hospital. Yeah, could be.
Yeah, just like everybody's living in the hotel rooms all of a sudden. It's probably because they can't afford sets for people to have
their
own houses.
Well, they save all their sets. They just have to set them up, so...
Yeah, I don't know why they're not. Yeah, I don't know why they're not using the
Beau. They'd still have the sets.
Yeah, I remember that house.
Beau had the house. Yeah, so I mean they have sets. They have sets.
I don't know why they're not using. Yeah. Because what do they have? They do the hospital.
It's just like when they. Oh, go ahead. Oh, it's just like when they had. It's just like when they had the Demure Mansion. They ruined that. Now it's ugly. This tiny ugly place now.
Yeah. Well, they made it smaller. The entrance and...
Yeah, it's
and
smaller
that.
And uglier, yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't like it.
So what do they use? The hospital and the Brady Pub and Demure Mansion, Kiriakis Mansion?
Yeah, there's only like 5 main sets that they use. There's not a whole lot
I
of
like
them.
I like seeing the Kiriakis Mansion more often, though.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, they use Jennifer's house a lot.
Oh, yeah, the horn, yeah.
And, and they've been using all the tiny apartments because they've got Eve's apartment and they've got
Ben's place.
Eric's apartment and Ben's
Eric's
apartment.
Eric's new apartment. Mm-hmm.
So they've been using those.
I only like Daniel's apartment. The other ones are ugly, like Eve's apartment.
Oh,
that
Daniel.
One's ugly.
Yeah.
So what else have you been talking about on this boring week of Days of Real Life, or boring 2 months, or whatever?
We're at this point now trying to think of more.
I think they're just in a slump. And I see stuff picking up, though. You know, there's room to grow now, and they can start to blossom off of these stories. They just had to set the
I don't know, if they bring Vets back, that would help, but they're not doing that. So.
Who?
If they bring some Vets back.
Oh, I'd like to see Philip come back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, like, I don't like this new Serena character. She's a waste of time. I'm boring. She's like the new Jordan.
I like her as much as some of the other newer ones that they brought on. You know, like Jordan and stuff.
I think she's one of the best, newest characters they've brought on the show in a long time.
I don't know. Her and Erica are boring, I think. And they're only bringing her on just to ruin Nicole more.
Well, I don't know. She's doing a pretty good number on Anne and Nicole. And,
well, that's
you know,
what I mean.
There's
just using her to make Nicole look bad.
Well, yeah, but Nicole doesn't... She needs to get over Eric and just stay with Daniel anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, I kind of like her with Daniel. I don't know.
I've always liked her.
I used to like her with Eric anyway, so.
She never should have given Eric the time of day the second time when Eric turned on her and blamed her for the whole rape. I was upset that she actually accepted his apology.
Yeah, and I wouldn't mind Daniel and Nicole, but I still think they're doing Dana first because they had Jennifer and Daniel have boring scenes again this week. So.
Isn't Jennifer and Daniel over for good? Or you mean they're going to go back over for good at this point?
I fast forward through them because they were so boring.
Yes. Nicole, on the clothes side, though,
everybody seems to be well-dressed. I loved Nicole's jacket, feathery type jacket. She's a tall woman like I am. So, I mean, I could not pull that look off because my shoulders are too broad. But I like the jacket. It's cute.
Did you hear the comment? I don't know who made it, but they said Anne and her wraparound dresses.
You know what? I was almost saying the same thing at that time. It was Jen that said that. And
Jen that said that, okay.
One, up until the last week, Jen has been pretty much the worst dressed character in days. So it was funny that she's the one who mentioned it. But
that
I was going to make mention of Anne's dresses because in the last 3 or 4 weeks, I don't think that woman has changed clothes. It's the same.
Well, there's a lot of times they wear the same thing. She wears those wraparound. Yeah, that same one. Maybe that was part of the day in Salem.
Maybe that's why.
It's the same wraparound dress, and it's the same colors. It's the same color pattern. It's different dresses. I don't know, or maybe it is the same dress, but it looks like the same dress for the last 3 weeks. Poor Anne. I feel bad. And then Paige, she's got this 60s style going.
I vaguely remember Eve should really have changed clothes there.
Eve had on this dress that looks like something my daughter would wear. And Paige had on these really long, flowing 60s type shirt. I just felt like they should have changed clothes, even and Paige.
I can't even remember what Paige had on.
it had those Queen Victoria type sleeves that hang down, and it was kind of paisley and big.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I just felt like her and Eve should have changed clothes there. But Kimberly looked amazing. I mean, amazing.
Oh, yeah. I liked her hairstyle.
Her hairstyle. Mm. And I mentioned last week I thought that Melissa Reeves, Jennifer, I thought she'd cut her hair, and she's still sporting that really short haircut, and I still think it looks absolutely gorgeous.
Jennifer? Oh, yeah, she did. I did like that.
We got to see... Never mind, that was on GH.
Wow, we got a segue. There we go. Good segue.
Better, so.
Good segue. What about GH?
Oh, I was thinking
Anna
of when,
was short this week,
I was,
too.
I was thinking of Sam's little boy.
Anna, too, yeah.
Who did the talking. I was thinking it was Parker.
Oh, Sam's little boy.
But
is he even talking?
Sam's little boy did a whole
Danny.
Bunch of talking that was, huh? Sam Morgan from GH.
Okay.
Her and Jason's little boy, Danny. Yeah, Danny.
Danny, yes.
He did a whole lot of talking this week, and I was thinking it was Parker, but it was I think it was Danny. I don't know. I'm getting the two of them mixed up.
Yeah, I think Parker's like a little older.
Wasn't on Friday because of the president, so it's going to be on Monday.
Yeah, I was disappointed. I was all ready to watch it Friday, and it was on. Yeah, GH wasn't on, but Dave
was
on.
You're gonna have to go. It was preempted, but it's on. You're gonna have. I watched it here. It was on, but it was on an hour later. Like my DVR recorded the views, so I had to go online and watch it.
Well, people said on Twitter that's going to be airing on Monday.
Well, if it is, it's going to be airing
just
the same show that
it.
Aired yesterday. So, I watched it already, though.
Yeah, but GH has been great.
Anna's hair is shorter, too. Anna Devane.
Yeah, I like it like that.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. I like everything that's going on there. Just waiting to see who Fluke is. I hope they wrap that up soon.
Yeah. So many good twists and turns on that show.
Hmm?
Silence.
It was great seeing Victor again this week. We talked about him already.
Victor and Rafe were kind of weird. Since when has Victor and Rafe been friends? Like, they were acting all buddy-buddy this week. That kind of came out of the blue.
Well, yeah.
That came out of the blue, yeah.
Clyde came and talked to Victor, so... And Victor treated Clyde like they were going to make... Now, Clyde makes sense because, I mean, Victor would run half the drug trade and the Demiras would run the other half. Remember, they split it?
Yeah.
And Clyde's
race,
encroaching on all of that. So it would make sense for Clyde to make peace between both Demira and Kyriakis because he wants the third part of the drug trade.
Yeah, but why...
But where Rafe came from, I don't know.
Yeah, cause he's a cop, and it's not like him and Victor have been good friends or anything.
Yeah.
I guess they
need him to have something to do.
Yeah, Raven's barely on, so.
No, he is. He's hardly on. I don't miss him a bit.
But next week's going to be a lot of Christmas
the other ones
episodes.
Town, actually,
we'll next week's going to be a lot of Christmassy stuff, which is really cool because we missed out on so much Thanksgiving stuff. And
they're
going to
do the ornament
Sunny.
Or Halloween.
Rafe,
so.
Will, and Sunny are going to take the baby to see Gabby. So we're going to get to see Cornelia Banas in the prison.
Oh.
Yeah, for one or two episodes, yeah.
Yeah, she's going to air next week for a Christmas episode. And we get to see Doug and Julie all week.
It's good.
It seems that they're going to be on, what, 3 or 4 days next week, which is exciting that they're bringing them back. Sonny's
like
going
to
get
them.
His Horton ornament.
Okay.
That's fine.
Yeah, I'm going to do the ornament. Yeah.
Sonny's going to get his Horton ornament.
Yeah, it's about time.
It's about time, yeah.
Because, I mean, Melanie and Daniel have ornaments, and they're not even Horton, so. Or
no,
Mary
they're
Horton,
Maggie's.
So.
They're Maggie's family.
Yeah, they're on Maggie's
Horton by
family,
marriage,
not,
so.
Yeah, not Mickey's family, yeah.
Yeah, and Maggie's not Horton only from Mickey, but now she's married to Victor, so she's not even a Horton either anymore.
No.
And then all the kids at the hospital, because they're going to do the reading of the Christmas story as always, all the kids at the hospital, though, are actually actors' kids. You've got Bill and Susan Hayes' grandchildren or great-grandchildren. I think it's just grandchildren. And you've got Ariana Zucker's daughter will be there. And I think Martzloff's kids will be there.
Wow. Have they done that before, or is it the first time?
They do that every year, yeah.
They do that every year. They've always done, like,
particular kids, though. Like Ari Zucker's kids, has her kids done it before?
I don't know if Ari Zucker's daughter has done it before.
But over the years, it's either like, you know, of the actors or the crew, or it's always somebody's kid.
Yeah,
you know?
Actors and crew.
Oh, okay.
Kids.
I thought they just hire kids to do it or something.
No, it's always,
I've always
been actors or
families.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
oh,
it's always families.
That.
It's like a Christmas party. It's really neat. So, and Greg Vaughn's kids, are they going to be there? I don't know.
Probably. Yeah.
Kristen was saying that. But watch for the tweets from the different actors because they've been tweeting out which kids are going to be there. And I did see Bill and Susan Hayes and Ari Zucker's kids. I did see the tweets from them saying that theirs were in it. So very cool that we're going to get to see the Christmas story be read. I don't know who's going to be reading it yet. I don't know. I don't know everything. I don't know anything.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see who gets to take over the reading of the Christmas story this year.
Who did it last year? Don't even remember.
I don't even remember if we had it last
was
year.
Was it Abby? Was it Abby?
No, you're right.
Abby did it one year.
Abby.
I think it was JJ,
Abby, or
actually.
Was it
or was it JJ? Might have been JJ last year.
Probably.
I know Abby's done it one year. Of course, Jennifer's done
Kristen,
it. Abby's done
Kristen
it.
Kristen says Galen's two boys are going to be in it for this year.
Oh.
And she's also saying that Abby was the one that did it last year. So
Abby, okay.
Okay. I thought it was JJ, but...
Maybe JJ this year.
I
don't know.
I
thought
think
Abby
it was
did
JJ, actually.
Before, but...
I do think you're right. I think it was JJ last year. That's really sad. I can't remember who read the story last year.
I mean, I always get the years mixed up, so.
And then Jen saying, wasn't it Doug? Well, you know, I really can't remember. I'm going to have to go back and look.
They've all done it at one time.
Maybe do research while we're on the air.
I think Doug was Santa, but I don't.
Yeah, Doug was Santa.
Google it.
I'll Google
yeah.
it real quick. How's that?
Julie was Mrs. Claus, probably. I remember that. Some they
yeah.
do that every year, don't they? Oh.
I mean, it used to be, you know, the same person did it every year. It was McDonald Carey.
Yes. Yeah, he did it every year.
We do it every year, so.
Yeah.
But they really haven't found anyone to fill his place every year. So I'm looking
I think over the years, different people have done it. Like Bo's probably done it. Hope's probably done it. You know, so there's different ones.
Keep talking. We'll find it out.
Okay. Oh, you're looking
I'll
it up now.
I'll jump in and say,
okay.
Oh, this is who it was when I find
That's
it.
That's who it was. Maybe it was JJ. Yeah, it makes sense because JJ is just fairly new, so. Last year, wasn't he? Did he come on last year?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yeah,
I think it was the beginning of last year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm trying to think.
And Nick's dead now, so they'll probably throw away his ornament.
Oh. Nick's?
Oh, they'll probably Nick's. Hang it. He's dead. He's
yeah.
Not.
Oh, poor Nick. You know, who Oh, Julie always sympathizes with Nick. She's his.
Yeah, but Will and Sonny will probably break it or something. You
yeah.
never know.
Somebody will drop it. Oops. Oh, I dropped it. How'd that happen?
I don't, you know, I remember reading a couple years ago that no ornament has ever been broken except for the one. So.
Well, I know Chloe broke hers when she was engaged to Lucas.
Yeah, that was the only one, though.
Hmm. I wonder when if Chloe's coming back. I always mention her. Talk about her.
Yeah, they only
yeah,
really talk about
one
her
like
when
to see
Parker's with her.
Since Parker's
still
there,
say
that's Phillip's the
other one. Kid. Look at him. He looks just like
Phillip.
Yeah,
I'd like to see Phillip and Chloe return.
Yeah.
Yeah, Phillip's hair, Phillip's face.
Yes. Looks like a little Phillip, yeah.
I guess the casting person didn't get the memo that it was Daniel's kid, actually.
I guess. I don't think. Because everyone says that. You know how much he looks more like.
Okay. Anne tried to ruin the Horton reading of the Christmas story.
Yeah.
Last year.
Oh, yeah. I remember she was an elf, wasn't she, or something? Or like
yeah,
a green chicken.
An elf,
she oh, she was an elf.
Can you believe it doesn't actually say who read it, though?
Doesn't say.
It doesn't actually say who read it. It just says that Anne tried to ruin it.
Well, maybe
who
she ruined
read
it before someone tried to read it. I don't know.
Hmm. Oh, well. I'm sure the answer
yeah.
is out there somewhere. Or someone knows it.
Someone must know it
Twitter
somewhere.
Up.
Tweet it to us, please. Because it doesn't, I don't have any way to, the Google doesn't show up. It just says that Anne tried to ruin it. It doesn't say which Horton read it. So, I'm thinking it had
it has to
Abigail
be a Horton.
If Anne was ruining it, if Anne was ruining it, it had to be Abigail. But I don't know. It doesn't say. So,
yeah. Okay. Anybody out there, you know, They had tweeted out there somewhere.
It says Abby read the story last year. She had it on the DVR. And tried to read it, and then Abby comes running in and takes over.
Oh, okay.
There we go. Yay, thank you, Kristen.
And I haven't liked Melanie's return so far.
That was just weird.
That was a stupid reason why she was in trouble.
That, like,
know,
gypsy gypsy note woman was chasing her through the woods. That was silly.
Yeah, but I've really liked her return. I mean, not the premise behind it, but she's been an air of light on the set, though. I mean, or at least on the screen, you know, versus what... If we weren't seeing Melanie on the screens, I mean, there'd be not a lot of... I don't know how to explain it. I love seeing her on the screen, though. I look forward to her scenes.
But her fights with Teresa, I didn't really like because she's kind of being a hypocrite.
She may be being a hypocrite, but I like the scenes because they're being Teresa.
And it's not like Melanie's ever been a saint.
Oh, yeah. But I always say everybody in Salem's
being kind of self-righteous and a hypocrite. Hypocrites already on the show.
But it's been some darn good cat fights, and I've missed the cat fights.
No more
and
Kate.
Teresa and Melanie can really give it to each other. I mean, come on. You've got to admit,
they were just friends like a few episodes before that, so it just comes off contrived to me. I don't know.
Not as good as Kate and Sammy or...
Sammy and Nicole.
Or Chloe and
Nicole. To me, Teresa and Melanie's, their two cat fights so far, they have really ranked up there with them, though.
I don't know.
I'm just not a Teresa fan, but I'll root for Melanie over Teresa any day, so.
But that's the whole thing, is there somebody for you to root for?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I thought they were going to try to redeem Teresa.
Put her with a guy that I like or whatever, but.
Yeah.
Well, we still have Kristen coming back in February, and I still think she's going to bring a baby with her.
Oh, sure.
And so, I mean, if it goes down, Ellen, Brady, and then Teresa is on the sidelines here, and then Teresa and Brady are going to end up with a baby, and Melanie's going to have to deal with that. So.
Yeah, right when she's with Brady, probably they'll find out that.
Yeah,
that,
there's a
know,
lot
Teresa
of room there for this
and Brady
to really
have a baby.
Develop.
Well, I want Nicole to adopt the baby because she deserves a baby, not. I don't want to see Kristen.
If Nicole's with Daniel, I love her with Parker. She's great with Parker.
Yeah, but that's Chloe's kid, so, I mean, she has to adopt her own child, not take care of Chloe's one.
It would be nice to see Nicole have a baby, yeah.
But, yeah, I don't want her to see her just to babysit. I mean, even though her and Parker are cute, I just don't want to see her babysit another woman's kid. I want her to adopt her own.
Well, if her and Daniel ever stuck it out long enough, they could adopt easily.
Yeah. We'll see.
I don't know. I just don't want to see Teresa or Kristen with a baby and Nicole not have one at all. That's just, no.
Yeah.
I mean, they already stuck Gabby with a baby. I don't want to see Kristen or Teresa with one.
I'm sorry.
Nicole never gets the happy ending. Ever.
I'm the one sitting here conversing with the people in the chat room, and wait, what?
Oh.
Kristen's saying there's rumor that Kristen is coming back with twins. I hadn't heard that. Obviously, that's a rumor, but wow. That's why I said wow. I was like,
Well, Eric Marsoff has twins in real life. Maybe that's why they think that. I don't know.
I don't know. I haven't been around on Twitter much, so if you don't tag me, I don't see it. So,
but people are still tweeting #DaysTravesty.
what is the hashtag again? Let me catch up.
Dave's Travesty.
Dave's Travesty. Oh, okay, yeah, I've seen that.
I haven't.
That's about the whole show.
Well,
yeah,
I still think they're trying to lay the foundations for some stories that can really open up into some good stuff. I mean, you definitely have good stuff going with Will and Sonny and Paul.
Yeah, that's the only thing I'm interested in right now. I don't care about
Yeah, they're good. I like them.
I personally can see some great stuff coming up between Teresa, Brady, and Melanie.
Well, I don't want Melanie and Brady.
He needs to stay away from Salem. Stay away from Salem.
Yeah, Eve.
And take
Paige
with her.
She just needs to stay away from Salem. And somebody needs to build a brick wall between Lucas and Adrian, because that is not something I want to see any more than
I
want to see
Adrian
and
Lucas
would
work, because that creates a lot more drama for Will and Sonny.
Yeah, that's what it is.
I don't
want to
see that any more than I want to see JJ and Eve. I just don't. Sorry.
Yeah. But that's why they're going there, because of the relationship.
Well, I think Adrian and Lucas are cute, and I think it would create a lot more drama for Will and Sonny.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
And Lucas needs someone. And
he doesn't need Adrian, though. There's so many other women there.
Yeah. I'm telling you, the Serena girl would be good for him, too, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know if
Lucas
would be amazing. I don't know if I like her with Eric. I don't know.
I don't really like her with Eric. But Lucas,
I just don't like Serena, period.
Because
we don't even know who she is, let alone wanting her to be in this great love for Eric, even though it was all off screen.
Off screen, yeah. It's kind of like Jordan, too. Just a character just comes in out of the blue.
Okay, so who didn't we mention for this week?
I think we mentioned everyone. I don't know.
Did we miss anybody? Did we have any scenes with Abby and Ben this week?
Abby was on, but not with. I didn't see Ben at all this week.
I didn't see Ben.
I watched.
And T, we're really missing T. I really miss T.
Yeah,
I want to see more T. And Maxine. Maxine's always a bright light on screen.
Yeah, I'd rather have people like T and Rory have story than Paige and Serena.
Yeah, T and Rory are interesting characters.
T and Rory are,
I think we mentioned everyone.
I think that's everyone that was on. And like I said, I want to reiterate, we really miss Kate. Chad. We didn't mention Chad.
Oh, Chad. Yeah, well, Chad and Stefano are still...
He had a conversation with Stefano.
On the phone again.
On the phone, yeah. Yeah, Stefano's still staying away because I guess he can get in trouble if he comes back. So.
Yeah, but Stefano's boring just talking on the phone. I want him to be in town.
Yeah.
Doing stuff.
Yeah, I think that has a lot to do with Joe, too. And it's,
Well, bring back Vivian and have her and Chad working together or something.
Mm-hmm.
So that would drive Kate nuts if she found out that Vivian and Chad were working together.
Oh, yeah, Vivian was always fun.
Oh, my gosh, Vivian was...
Kate-Vivian rivalry.
My son would actually... still watch Days to this moment if he could watch Vivian. I don't know what it was. Vivian.
Mm-hmm.
What happened to Vivian? Isn't she just out of town?
I think
she went to Bollywood. Last I heard, she went to Bollywood.
Yeah,
wasn't she out traveling with that
Yvonne
young...
Her and Yvonne.
Kind of... Her and Sammy are in the same place. As far as I know, they're in Hollywood.
Yeah, Yvonne. Did she go off with Yvonne? What was that, her Vaughn or something? Or some guy?
Yeah,
Yvonne.
That was him.
To Bollywood.
Well, there you go. I don't know. So she could always come back. Huh?
So she could definitely come back.
Yeah, and bring Yvonne with her. And
They're
always fun.
And everybody in the chat room is in 100% agreement. Bring Vivian back.
Because really, there are no central villains on the show except for Chad, but that's not very realistic. I want someone like more powerful and smart and has experience that can work with Chad.
Well, I still think that they're setting up a good foundation for some storylines to really blossom. So I'm going to hold out some serious hope here. I think it's really starting to come together. I can see stuff on the horizon, and that's good. So,
well, I can only see the Will of Sunny pulsing, but I can't see much of anything else.
So, anyway, and of course, Tony, I mean, he's dead, but we could always bring him back, right?
Oh, yeah. I don't know if that'll ever happen.
Or at least,
yeah.
If we can't bring Tony back, we could bring back Andre.
Andre, yeah.
And Anna.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're on an island.
It would be nice to see them back again.
Anna can, like, go on a search for Tony or something.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to see, like, Tony and Stefano.
Oh, Anna could go on a search for Tony and end up with Andre pretending to be Tony. That would be cool.
Yeah.
And Tony can come home and take over and say, Chad, you're not doing it right. This is what we're doing. But it's not Tony. It's really Andre. That would be a good story.
And Andre is married to, wait, could Andre be married to Vivian?
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Andre
there you go.
Vivian.
Oh, that'd be interesting. That'd be fun.
We can do this.
Yeah. Okay, Ken Corday. Are you listening?
Oh, we forgot to talk about Marlena.
Oh, yes, Marlena. Okay. Go for it.
She's pretty much just giving therapy to people that don't even need therapy, like Paul. Like, for 2 weeks straight, she was basically asking Paul, oh, I think you need therapy.
Well, John is coming back next week for Christmas, so we'll get to see John and Marlena.
Okay. And I still think they need to bring Belle and Sean back.
Yeah, I still agree, Belle and Sean. And it's been well over 18 months, hasn't it, Marianne? But I'm still going to stick to my guns and say they need to bring Philip home. They really do. He needs to come home and take over stuff instead of Brady. You know, especially when Brady was having that breakdown, you know, Philip could have just jumped right in there and taken over. I mean, it was.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, no one's running Titan right now, so.
Yeah, so, I mean, there's totally room for Philip to just show back up.
For Titan, but.
You never know.
Never know what's going to happen tomorrow,
Parker
though.
Paternity back, Philip.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like everybody in the chat room is also saying, yes, 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 Philip, hands raised, is what I'm seeing from Kristen. And Jen saying Sean Douglas. Who else would we like to see return? Anybody want to throw out somebody else?
Chloe, if they're going to put Chloe and Philip back together. Or they could do a Chloe, Philip, Bill, and Melanie type of thing, because that's all his exes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Vivian. Think of anybody.
Evidently, it looks like Kristen's saying Marlena is going to be very involved in some upcoming storylines. I do think I remember that Days of Days interview that she's talking about in the chat room, and I do believe that was about the whole Will and Sonny drama, and that Marlena would be heavily involved in the problems that Will and Sonny are about to have. So.
Yeah, and I think Lucas is supposed to have a good storyline, too. The way
you
and Ryan did talk it coming up.
Yeah. Lucas is supposed to have a love interest, and not one we would have seen coming, and I'm just going to keep
talking. Oh, there you go.
I'm really going to cross my fingers. It's not Adrian.
Well, this show is so predictable. I'm saying it's Adrian, so.
Yeah, it's almost predictable. Yeah.
Because
the only thing Lucas has been having is with Adrian, so.
I love Adrian, and I love Lucas, but not Adrian and Lucas together. No.
Oh, no, maybe they'll surprise us.
First on GH, they need to put Adrian with someone, so.
Yeah. Lucas has been needing somebody for a while, so.
Well, yeah, he has, but that's just, I don't know. I don't know. We'll see. I'll tell you when it happens. Let me take this one more other caller here, and then we'll be done for the night, I think.
Okay,
hello?
Well, I'm going to go now, so good night.
Okay, thanks, Jamie.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll be leaving soon too.
Thank you. Good night.
Bye, Jamie.
Thanks, Jamie. Good night.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Jamie. To everybody. Yeah, Christmas is Thursday, yeah. So we won't see anybody again until Christmas. So Merry Christmas to everybody out there.
Yeah, and if we don't have a show next
Hanukkah,
week, Happy New Year as well.
Right now as well. So.
Good night.
Good night. And it looks like the caller dropped. So, Marianne, I think that, do you have any last words about anything?
No, just everybody have a nice Christmas, and hopefully we'll be back next Saturday.
Yes. Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah to everyone. So.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Have a night-night.